What?
Test Vov Teves, Tuesday the 2nd of January, Rabbi Yitzchok Menachem Blau, on a topical theme.
This week's parsha, the new Sefer Geula, Sefer Golus Geula, Sefer Shmois. The Ramban has called it Sefer Geula, Sefer Golus Geula. Geula meaning revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Geula. The Geula is the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we have in this part, the whole Sefer Shmois. Am Yisrael was in Golus, he took us out of Golus, and ultimately we came to Matan Torah, Binyan HaMishkon. And in this week's parasha we see the revelation, the first revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had was to Moshe Rabbeinu. He came to him in the snare. And he said, Vayoyim al tikra v'aloyim, Vayoyim anoichi elokei avicho, elokei Avrom, elokei Yitzchok, elokei Yaakov. And Hashem told him very sadly. Hashem told him, and Hashem sent him to go to Am Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Mi anoichi ki ayimoch?" And they told me, "Mashmo yimaim aleh." But you imalakim a Moshe, "Eyeh Asher, Eyeh." And he told him, "Koisem in Yisrael, Eyeh Sholchani aleichem." And he told him then, "Oid." Told him, "Koisem al bnei Yisrael, Hashem leki avoseichem, leki Avrom, leki Yitzchok, leki Yaakov." And he finishes off, "Ze shmi leolam." This is my shame, my name forever. Rashi explains that there Shmi Le'olam. Le'olam is written in, like most words in the Torah, Chosa Lamed Ayin Lamed Mem. This is Le'olam Halimuhu Shri Korik Ksivoy. Vezezichri Le'olamed Heich Nikro. And in the Poshet Pshat in the Posik, we have a few Pshat in Poshet Pshat in the Posik. The Ramban says an amazing Pshat over here, which is davening. He says, "Zeh shmi le'olam v'zichri doyodoy." Is of the Ramban. It's referring to, because there's a contradiction. Meaning, he says Eli, and then he says Elokei Avrom, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. So he says, "Zeh zichri doyodoy, yachzoy Elokei Avrom, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, ki loy le'olam for never yishkach bris avos." He will not forget the bond between the avos. V'chol adoyros, all generations, kashi yaskiru, they'll remember Elokei Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Yishma Keil Vayame. Whenever anybody, till today, for those who daven, don't not daven yet, but till today, any times, Aftocha, Ze Zichri, Ledoy Ledoy, Ramban and Poshet Pshat, that any time we mention any tefillah, we mention Ke Avrom, Ke Yitzchok, Ke Yaakov, he will always Yishma Keil Vayame. The Ramashbam goes in his way, there he says the contradiction first, he says, Eyah Asher Eyah, then he says, Meshkeva Vaseichem, and he says, the ultimately, we'll connect that end. But we would like to go with Chazal, which could be enough. Kamina lahalocha lemaisa. The Gemara also in Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph, and also the Gemara on the end of the third Perik in Psochim. The Gemara brings over here Rabbi Avina Rom. He asked a stupid contradiction. Ksiv zokte ze shmi uchsiv ze zichri. So it's all Shmi or Zichri. So he says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi kashani nichtav ani nikra. Not the same way I am written, I am read. Ani nichtav ani, I'm written the Yud K means Shem Havaya, as we see it's written. The nikro, and I'm read the Aleph Dalas. Adnus, and if you know, everybody knows, any time we see Hashem Hashem, we do not read the same Hashem, Hashem as it's written, the ineffable name, I think it's in English, ineffable, yeah. And meaning we don't say, we just say, we only say Shem Adnus. We read it Shem Agus. There is a, we can't say it, and there's an Issa. We learn that the Issa over here, we're not allowed to say Shem Hashem, mentioned, you're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem. It's there Shmi Le'olam Behaloma, only special places, it's Shem Le'oset Lovoy, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kehanim, but otherwise it's there Zichri. There's a Kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger, a very interesting tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Eger, when he got married, his uncle couldn't come to his chasana, so he writes his letter to his nephew, Simon Lamed Choftes, and Simon Lamed in Shulchan Aruch in the Kiva Eger Kama, that he couldn't come to your chasana, it's far away, distant, but our heart was there, so we made a Suda, and in this Suda, we spoke in learning. And we spoke in learning by this, so I'm going to write to you the shtikl Torah that we spoke in learning by your chasna suda that we made in a different place, because we were selech b'simchos chol. And he writes over there, they had a question, if we know that ksiva is it kedibu? When you write something, is it like you said it? And the question they're referring to over there, regarding svira sa'oimah. You have to count svira, and if somebody writes in svira sa'oimah, hayoim yoim kloyim oimah, he wrote it down because lematzmoinim, people write, when you write a letter, people write something down, they write which day is the oimah, he didn't yet, it's already nacht, he didn't yet say the svira. If he wrote it, can he bench? He wrote hayoim kach la'oimah, is he yoitz or not? And he goes into details whether Yoyotze Ksiva Kedibu or Nisht. One raya he wants to bring, which is pertaining to our din over here, one raya Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to bring is, his uncle wants to bring, Rabbi Eger, is a din, we find a din that Chamisho lo yitroyu. There's five people who cannot take truma, one of them being a Ilei, somebody who's dumb, he can't speak, speech, he doesn't have the power of speech. The person who doesn't have a speech, he can't take truma. The Tesefta is written, why not? Because l'chatchila, when you make truma, you have to say a brocha. And the ilim cannot say a brocha. So if ilim can't say a brocha, so he says that since the ilim can't say a brocha, so he can't take truma. So he brings a riot. If you would say k'ksivis k'dibu, you should write it. Take a pen of paper, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elekeinu Melech Olam. You should write a brocha. If ksiva kedibu, then you should be able to write it. He wants to bring his uncle, wants to, one of the proofs. He said that ksiva is like, not like dibu, because otherwise why can't the ilim write? It's on a shayim. Why can't he write the brocha and he can take? Why do you say he can't take truma? So Rabbi Kiva Eger tuturuts him. The way on the first tarot he says, there is a din have to be mashmiya l'oznoi. When you make a brocha, it's not only saying the brocha itself, you have to be able to hear it. So if you can't hear it, you didn't say it. I don't know if I'll just take it a step further maybe to explain it. Everybody is saying the brocha. When I write something, it's like I am saying it. So if a dumb man is writing it, he's writing it in a way that he can't hear what he's saying. He doesn't really say that, Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe we can explain it that way. Everybody's writing because we do say Ksiva Kedibu. So everybody might be writing the way he says it. Al Kopon in the first tarot he says, it's called Ksiva Kedibu. He says because when you write something, you have to be, say a brocha, you have to hear. Writing, don't hear.
Can't even hear, can't even write.
No, if he can speak, but he can't hear. So it's the same problem. So it's not, yeah, if it'd be a Shmila
Oznoi, and a Chalama
would be a Cherish Adat, and a Chalama.
But can Cherish be
not Bafrish Shema? A Cherish, you know, is like a Chotim. Yeah, but a Cherish a Madaba, Shemei, and a Madaba, a Cherish and a Shemei, I don't know if it's the Dinah, then you have to go to the detail of the okay, the difference would be, and this is the way we explained it, if it's like a person, if it's a personal thing, so he can't hear it, there is a block, but it's a block that could be heard. I don't know, crazy, I hear. But we want to go to the second tarot he says over there, he has a question. He says, how can, if you say the ksiva is like dibba, how can any soifer write the same Torah? People write the same Torah, he writes, Mekadesh, he writes Hashem. How can any soifer write a Sefer Torah? He's writing Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if you say Ksiva Kedibu, he is saying Hashem's name. And it's Zeh Shmi Le'olam. One is not allowed to say Hashem's name. So you ask the question, how can anybody write? So you have to say, Zokhter, he has in mind that I don't want to say it. I don't want to say, he has it especially in mind. Then he's doing that Raya. And he says, you know what's not true, because that's writing Sefer Torah, but when somebody's saying a brocha, he could write Baruch Ato Hashem Adnus. He doesn't have to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he can still have a kasha on writing, on saying, taking Shuma. He can write Baruch Ato Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, he could write. So that's not a question. But this question is a point, do we see, I'm personally not a soifer, but I don't think, I never came across a halacha, that every soifer, when he writes Hashem's name, do we tell him, have in mind that you don't want to say it. The Chur of Rav Kiva Eger's Taina, that we should say that every time any Sofer would write a Sefer, would have to tell him, be have in mind not to write Hashem's name. And I don't think that's a minute, I haven't heard it, I'm not a Sofer, but there would seem enormous Chiddush.
What do you think he has in mind? What, please?
Not to say, it's like he doesn't want to say
it.
Yeah, but it's Ksiva Kedibu, if it's like he's saying it, if we say Ksiva Kedibu, then it's like he's saying it.
Not to be
Yotz. He's saying, I have in mind, I don't want to say it. I think that's what you think. That's the Reb Kibbeh and Simon Lamed, Kama Simon Lamed. But I was,
same problem before Bechazatoya. To write.
Yeah, the impression would be that's even stronger with the Gona. So even if you say that Hiru Lachka Dibur Dhamma, but the Siva right, we cannot write Dibur Torah before the question is also, it's a difference between Ashkenazim and Svadim, because the Svadim say Al Dibur Torah and Ashkenazim say Lasik. If it's Lasik, it's a Machlokes in Gemara, whether Brichas Torah is even on thinking Dibur Torah, the Gona holds thinking, it's any Asik, or it's only Torah Shabbat Ksav. I think the Svadim pass not only Torah Shabbat Ksav, but we pass also Torah Shabbat Peh, Mitzvah Brocha, so we're going to that Machlokes already. But writing on the Chanam, it's brought down by the Chetzila, one should not write Divrei Torah before saying Brichas Torah. But that's going to... This is also pertaining, it's also in the Gersh, little Daf HaYomi today as well, Shavuos Daf Lamed Hei. And there's a Rambam over here, that there are seven Shemois She'enom Nimchokim. Seven names, Rambam says, that certain names, Kolam Abba Tchas V'Sholem, is something he erases. M'shemin HaShemois HaKdoshim HaTohoirim, Shenikvam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Loikim HaTohoirim, etc. And the Rambam goes and says, Shivo Shemois Ein. The seven Shemois that are Enom Nimchokim. One is, he says, Hashem Shenichtov is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hu Shem HaMafoirosh. I'm counting to see that to see the contradiction of it. Oya nichtav ba'alav dalet nun yud is adnus is two, kei elekai elekim we're up to five, ekye is six, shakai utzvokos. That's eight. Rambam need to count. He wrote the Yad Hakazoka 14 say right, and he starts v'shivo shemoisein, and he goes and says eight. So the Kesem Mishneh has already asked that question. And the question, the Kesem Mishneh has already asked. Shiva Shemisem, Bryce, he brings the Bryce, and Mesech Teshuva, Zav Lamed Hei. And he goes into exactly where the seven are, and crosses that one, or the Nish crosses that one. Or Masha Kosev Rabbeinu Shem Shiva Shemos Uba Pirton. And he details, Al Temoitze Shmoina, Hayne Mishum, Da Alev Dalet V'yud Kei, Shem Echod. It's one Shem. To explain that, I will just be makdim another Rambam in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Beis in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam says Rambam talks about the Rambam. Rambam talks about the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rambam writes, the Elohim Dina Magadav. One's not allowed to be Magadav Hashem, it's Perik based Halacha Zayin Abu Zor. Elohim Magadav Chayiv Skila, a Magadav is Hashem, is not Chayiv, Achi Yifarish is Hashem HaMeyuchod. Hashem HaMeyuchod, Shal Arba Oisir, Shu Alef Dalet Nun Yud, Vivoch Oisir B'Shem and Hashem Shem Mechokim. So he says, Mirat Shem, Shem HaNoikiv Shem Hashem, Hashem HaMeyuchot Chayef Skilo V'Hashar El Kinuim V'Azora. And then he says, Yesh Mishim Mefarish is only Chayef Hashem Yud Kei Vov Kei. And he finishes, V'Ani Oimash Al Shneihem Hu Niskal. So Rambam says he's only chayv al shema miyuchad, and some say the shema miyuchad is adnus alef dalet, and some say it's yudkei v'ani oimer shal shneim hu niskal. So the question is, Rambam says shema miyuchad. Miyuchad means one, only. Echod yochud miyuchad. Miyuchad means specifically only one. So it seems like the Rambam is contradicting himself. He says shem hamiyuchad. He's talking about one shame, one name, and he says two. So the Brisker of the Griz and the Rambam over here explains that we find, Bekitza, we find in the Torah there's something called the Kri and Ksiv. Words that are written one way and read another way. They're written one way and read another way. The Moshel, famous Ishkabela, Ishgaleno, Torim, 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 or many words that are read differently than they're written. It's called the Kri, it's what Loch HaMoshel. We see that the Gemara Dorim says, it's the Kri of Ksiv. He says, when we are writing Shem Hashem, it's not a kriyoksiv. When the Gemara says, there's Shmi lo'olam v'zezichi do'yodoy, it doesn't mean like it's written one way and you write it another way. This is the way it's read. Like Komet Aleph O on Komet base, Bo Aleph is Aleph on base, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Zeh Shmi lo'olam v'zezichi do'yodoy, that is the way it's read. It's read that way. That is the way it's read. That means it's not a different... This is how you read it. So if the way that read... So reading Shem Agnus, that is Shem Hashem. It is Shem HaMeyuchad. Shem HaMeyuchad is written that way, and it's read that way. So Shem HaMeyuchad is written that way, and read, that is the way one reads it. That is the reading of the Shem Hashem. The reading of the Shem Hashem is that way. The main is Okta, it's over here. So that is Shem HaMeyuchad. So if one says Shem Adus, one is saying Shem HaMeyuchad. If one says Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's Shem HaMeyuchad. He is saying Shem HaMeyuchad. That's why the Rambam would say, the same thing would be explaining the Kesef Mishnah we mentioned before in Yisrida HaTorah, because he says there are seven Shemas. He says eight. No, Hashem Havaya and Shem Adnus is one Shem. They are one shame. There is, or is, or are, if it's plural, one word, it's one shame. So that's why, if it's the considered, the Malkus, and the shame is in the Nechokim, and that's even when it's written Aleph Dalad, it's written Retin Nildan. And we say many times, V'hi noyam Hashem olekeinu oleinu. So it's written Aleph Dalad, but even finds in the Arizal talks about it, he gives a whole Hezbah, it's like he explains Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's written Aleph Dalad. According to this idea that it's that is the ring, even when it's written Aleph Dalet, it is also, it is in essence Shem HaMeyuchad. Even when it says Aleph Dalet. That's not so dumb, but that's only a Midrash. That's a Issa. That's Shmi Lo'olam. You don't have to read that one. No, it's, you didn't read the word. You want the Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, but he said the ineffable name. He said what he wasn't supposed to say. He's reading it wrong. It doesn't make him he's reading it wrong. He's not. He didn't read the Sefer Torah, but he said Shem HaMeyuchad. And there's an Issa to say Shem
HaMeyuchad.
If somebody, only in the Middash, if somebody would say Kriyas HaTorah and read it that way, he wouldn't be Yotze maybe that way. Yeah, because you're not allowed to say Shmi Lo'olam, Lo'olam Le'elam. The Torah said, don't say this word this way. One's not allowed to say it. One's not allowed to say that word. So I was thinking also regarding of Kiveges Kasha, or regarding a Sefer. When a Sefer writes Yud Kei Vav Kei, and even if you would say Ksiva Kedibo, Vos Zokta, he's saying Adlus. He's saying, he's not saying Hashem. Then if that is the essence of the name, so when he's saying that, that is what he's saying. He is saying Adlus. Since he is saying Adlus, so he didn't say anything wrong. I mean, that's what he's saying. And the Chalam is writing that. But that is the way it's read. That is the way it's read. That is Shem Hashem. That is. Shem Hashem is that is the way it's read together. And Be'etzim, that is Shem Hashem, and many, if you notice, many Svadish and Sidurim have Havai, when I say Shem Hashem, it's Havai with others together, and we even notice in we see that a lot of times in the old Chumash, now they do it more, but once the old Chumash, when everyone wanted to write Shem Hashem, there were two Yuds, Tzvei Yudim. So I heard from my Rav Ramush Zapira Tzatzal, he told me once, that is Bekitzah, because when they write Hashem, Hashem, with Hashem Adnus together, they write the Yud, then the Aleph, then a K, and the Aleph, so it starts with the Yud, and it finishes with the Yud. So when you have two Yuds together, it's Shem, Havaya, Adnus together. That's why I heard from him that explanation many years ago, that is, we see Tzvi Yidin, two Yuds together, is that, and that is, it's written one way and said another way. It could be that it's Be'etzim, machloikas, and I would say it's even machloikas in the Rishonim, whether it's this vault of Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm sorry, the vault of Rabbi Priska Rav, could be a machlokes rishonim, whether it's one way or not. First of all, we'd bring a toisus in a sechta soita, the flamed es omed aleph, here's the gemara soita. And also, it could be explained a rachin, also in the daf ayomi today in Shavuos, daf lamed hey, and toisus daf choftes. The gemara daf in Shavuos, daf lamed ches, omed aleph, talks about kinui, about the gemara talks about birchas kehalim. So, Birkoi Savoruchu as Bnei Yisrael, B'Shem HaMefoyrish. At the end of B'Shem Kinoi, Tamad Loimus HaMashmi, and Migdosh, it's B'Shem HaMefoyrish, and in Gvulim, it's B'Kinoi. But in the Migdosh, you don't say B'Kinoi. We don't say B'Kinoi. So, Toys of Inga, what is B'Kinoi? Rabbein is not Toys, it's Rabbeinu Hillel Pirish, B'Sefri, it's the free with Pirish Rabbeinu Hillel from the Rishonim. Kinoi could go in Kail, Elekim Tzvokos. And Toys is not Mastaba. And Toys says, Kinu is Shem Adnus. So the machlokes we have in Toys in Soita is, if somebody says Shem Adnus, is it considered the Kinui or is it considered the Kinui? It's taking a bit more extreme, of course, because we even go like the Mishnah, I'm just bringing out the extreme of the machlokes, the Kudra Rabbeinu Hillel. Adnus is not even considered a Kinui. It's considered Shem Hashem. And he wants to say, what's a Kinui? A Kinui, he would say, was Elikim or Kendra Lakai. But Adnus is not considered a Lekim. That means if a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash would say, Yerecho Adnus, he would still be Yotz Lemitzvah, saying like the Shem Hashem. And this is Dr. Ben-Hun, and Tosfos disagrees with that. So we see over here that idea of Kinush, how stark, how deep we say it's one shape. The same thing is in Masechta Shavuos, and the Gemara talks about Shem Hashem and Mchokim, and the Gemara says that if somebody crosses out Aleph, Lamed, he wants to write Shem Elikim and he wrote just Aleph Lamed, or he wants to write Yud Kivok and he wrote Ois Yud on his K, so then he crosses them out, it's part of the Shem. But if somebody writes Aleph Dalad, has no meaning, you're allowed to be Nimchak. The choices of Madalaf brings Rabbi Nechanano, the Pirush Rabbi Nechanano Goras, Aleph Dalad min Hashem is Eina Nimchak. You're not allowed to cross that, like Yud K.
How far is considered the Shem HaMiyuchad? I want to tie in as well to the Machlokes Ramban and Rashi in the beginning of Eschanon, but but the Rashi at the beginning, Hashem Elikim, the beginning it says Hashem Elikim, Rashi says Rachum Bedin, Rachnim, and it could basically go boiled down to the same idea when it says how you read it or not. But I want to bring in Shulchan Aruch over here, the Simon Shulchan Aruch, it's brought on the Torah, and this is in the Geir Lemaisa, Simon Hey on Shulchan Aruch. It says, Kavonos Abroch, you should have Kavonim make a brocha. Then it says, Kishe Yazki Hashem, when everybody mentions Shem Hashem, Yichavein, you should have in mind, Pirush kri osoi, how you read it, ba'adnus, shehu adon hakoi. V'yichaven also b'ksiv osoi, b'yutke, shehoyo hoi v'v'yir, u'baskir alekim yichaven shehu takiv ba'alechoi l'esvichut. That means every time somebody mentions Shem Hashem, a Shulchan Aruch passed, and the Torah brings it down, that's the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch says, one has to have in mind two things, also adon hakoi, and also hoyo, which is every single time one mentions Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem mentions, I think, average day 1,200 times. Shabbos is 1,800 times. Maybe close to 2,000 if you say in Sirius as well, if you say Shem Hashem. Anytime people say Hashem Hashem, one has in mind Adon HaKol HaYevir. Have in mind both. The Goan, basically it starts with Rabbeinu Yonah, they bring the Makor from the Torah, the Torah brings it from Rabbeinu Yonah, Sefayira. The Goan has a Kula, and which is it seems a Kula, he says, besides Krishna, he says, one can have in mind Adon HaKol. The Ikka is the Kriya. The Ikka is the Kriya, how it's read, Adon HaKol.
It's written. There is, by the way, the Butracha, the Daf Kedoshim, has a Siddur Daf Kedoshim, and in the Siddur he brings a Tnai over there, or I don't know if it's a Tnai, it's a Gilu Das, a person should say every morning that whenever I mention Shem's name today, I have in mind, I do not coin over here, and whenever I mention then the Shem of Elikim, it's not the Bavel, and it will take Ad Lemocha Be'ez Hazois. I heard from Baron Leib Zatzal, he said, what's Lemocha Be'ez Hazois? It doesn't make sense. Oh, it's good forever, or it's good till you go to sleep. So. But that is a nuisance. So some people just say whenever I mention it. Just personal experience, by the way, just a bit of advice. A person, of course, besides Krishna, one has to have in mind that doing a kohen over here, even according to the God. But just any time, it takes a bit of getting used to it, but any time somebody mentions Hashem, and he has in mind, even like the God, not doing a kohen, the davening has a different meaning. Hoidu Hashem ki toiv. Hoidu Adon HaKoyim ki toiv. Wow. Or Rachum v'chanan Hashem. Hashem Yerachum Echalim Adonin HaKoyim. It just gives a different, deeper meaning to davening. It just takes hard to get used to it. Okay, but it's just a different davening, a different bracha. It's just different. We just feel, and in Shtot Tzu, the Purusha Shivisi Hashem Nehdi Som, it just gives a different meaning. If one can have in mind Adonin HaKoyim Hoi Yuvah Yeh, that would be wonderful, but the Goyim is a Kula, and he holds. But just to explain the Goyim is Adonin HaKoyim, because he says the Ik is the Shem Kriya. He said, besides the way he says, Havaya doesn't mean Hoyva Yeh, it means Nimso Mekayim. He exists. It's Nimso. He's a Nimso. That means Havaya. But he says, besides Krishma, and Krishma there's a din, one has to have in mind, Adonin HaKoyim and Hoyva Yeh, that is the din of Krishma. But every time one mentions Hashem is Adonin HaKoyim, that is Adonin HaKoyim, because that is the Kriya. So to explain that, why it's a Kriya, it's also written somewhere else. So I don't think we have to go into the idea of Yeshem le mikro, Yeshem le mesoira, but with the understanding of we had from the Bris Berov, and we answered before that is the Shem Hashem, that is the way it's said. So that is the way it's said. When I say something, that is the explanation. To give a bit of a touch, the Maharal explains in the Gemara in Kedushin in the Agodas, he says Shem Hashem is the Shem Etzem. Yud Kevo, that's what he is. Shem HaAtmos is the way we say it, is the way we understand it, is our understanding, our connection. Our connection, what we can understand, we are confined to space and time. We don't understand anything beyond space. We can't understand anything beyond time. We're confined. We can understand the Kriya is our relationship. So Hashem is the Ksiva, that's what it is. It's the Ksiva, he is. Ho Yehovah Yehov Nimtzo Kayim, he exists. Yesh, the Yesh Metzius. But our appreciation, our acceptance, our understanding, our limited understanding is he is Adnus Adonin HaKoyim. So that's how we are saying it, just to connect the Maharal to the way that God understands, and that is the way it is written, the way it's said. So, and of course, there could be arguing, they're going to the Mogen Avraham, there's a different, maybe even they want to differentiate that every time you mention Hashem Adnus, they'll go into a different topic, just to expand the topic. But Negea to us, Zeshmi. By the way, I had an interesting thing. If you notice, Shem Hashem in all the old Siddurim Chumashim, the Nikud is Shvo Cholom Komets. That is, the Nikud is Le'olom. The Nikud is Zeshmi Le'olom Le'elem, but the Nikud is Shvo Cholom Komets. Le'olom. And that's very interesting. Mashal in Masechta Shabbos, he says, a lot of times people were arguing, and he made a show, he said, Ho Avoido. He says, what's the Russian avoido? He says, the nikud of avoido is nikud avos. He says, avoido is the nikud of the Shem Hashem. So he wants to make sure Shem Hashem. He said, avoido means the point. But al kaponim, zeshmi le'olam le'ezvi adnus. It just came to mind, so it came up, whatever. But al kaponim, zeshmi le'olam le'elem ksiv, zezichri le'doyodoy, our connection is Adonin HaKoyim. He is Adonin HaKoyim, and that is the way it's said. And Be'ez Hashem, we should take a bizoicha to the time, the Zeit at Kuman, where there's Shmi, La'olam, La'asad Lovay, Bim Tehre.